Hey, it's Ryan Reynolds, and I'm here with Keith, co-star of my upcoming film, If, only in theaters May 17th. Do you want to tell people the big news? All right, I'll do. Sign up now and you'll get unlimited for $15 a month and 6 months of Paramount Plus Essential Plan on us.
MintMobile.com/switch.
Upfront payment of $45 equivalent to $15 per month. Unlimited over 40 gigabytes per month. Face lower speeds. Videos at 480p. Active Mint customers by 531.24 get 6 months of Paramount Plus Essential Plan. Auto renews after 6 months. Offer ends May 31st, 2024. Separate Paramount Plus registration required. Terms and conditions apply if rated PG.
What is going on, beautiful people? Welcome to another episode of The Narcissist Code. I'm your favorite self-aware narcissist, Lee Hammack, better known as Mental Illness from TikTok, Instagram, YouTube. You know where to find me at. If this is your first time seeing my face or hearing my voice, I'm a diagnosed narcissist, and I use my platform to raise awareness for narcissistic personality disorder, get more people into therapy, and, you know, validate the victims and survivors of this disorder. Today's episode is going to be about choosing you. Being okay with choosing you, and whatever that means to you, that's what it means to you. A lot of people get into these toxic narcissistic relationships and they get afraid. Like, they get caught in these relationships. They get scared to leave these relationships because they feel guilty, guilty about leaving a narcissistic person, guilty about abandoning that narcissist or whatever, that possible narcissist. Because I know everybody's not diagnosed as a narcissist. I've been getting an influx of more people, men and women, coming to my comment section, like, this narcissist word is just getting thrown around a lot. And then, like, you guys need to get over yourselves, because not everybody's a narcissist. You're not as good as a person as you think you are. And that's true, because I think everybody who thinks that they encounter a narcissist thinks that they are an empath or a good person. That is not true 100,000%. Because so many people I talk to are actually the ones that are here cheating. Like, I cheated on my narcissist, and I'm just so angry that he won't forgive me. He's holding everything against me. I'm like, well, you cheated on him. I'm like, they're going to punish you for that for the rest of your time together, for the rest of your life. They will never let that go. If you are dealing with somebody that you think is a narcissist and you cheat on them, you're done. D-O-N, lowercase D-O-N, capital E. You're done. Dunny. Because they will never forgive that. They will never forget that you are now an enemy of them. Point blank period. You just are. You become an enemy to the narcissist because you cheated on them. You mean you're an enemy. They would never look at you the same way. They would never forgive you. I know you might use like, I would forgive them. I would reconcile with them. But they might reconcile with you, but they won't forgive you. A lot of times the dynamic switches on if you're dealing with the narcissist, if the narcissist cheats on you, you'll forgive them and you'll reconcile with them. The narcissist might reconcile with you, but they'll never forgive you. You will be hate. They will hate you for the rest of your life. They will let you know for the rest of your life. Anything that you do, anything that they do, they will throw that in your face. Like, didn't you cheat on me? Didn't you cheat on me 3 years ago? Like, one of us is a cheater. One of us, didn't you cheat on me 10 years ago? Didn't you cheat on me 9 years ago? See how that works? Never forget. So back to that, though. So if you decide that it's time to go, though, if you decide, like, I've given this relationship my all, I've tried my hardest, like, I've tried everything, like, and then it's time to go. It's okay to pick you. A lot of people mix it up. A lot of people word it incorrectly and make it seem like that they're giving up or they're walking away from something. I just feel like I'm walking away from this relationship. I'm like, what if you're not walking away from something? What if you're walking towards something better? You're not walking away from something. Reword it, because if you're walking away from something, you're always turning back and looking back. You're always looking back over your shoulder to see what you're going away from. That's what keeps you in the relationships. That's what keeps you going back to these relationships, because you look back and that person might have changed. That person might have changed their shoes. Oh, they changed. They might have changed for me. Let me go back. Oh, no, they're still the same person. They got worse. Then you start walking away again. You look back again. They're crying. Oh, they do have emotions. Let me go back. They start walking away again. Now, look, you realize they haven't changed. You start walking away again. Guess what? This time you get pregnant. So now you got to walk away now. Now you're walking away pushing a stroller or holding the hand of a toddler or something like that. And this could be male or female. I'm not talking about just women and men. I think women can be narcissists as well, y'all. Let's get that out the way. But a lot of people don't see that dynamic. Like, you're not walking away from something. You're walking towards something. Because if you're walking towards something, you keep focused on it. You keep your head straight forward because you're walking towards something. You're looking at the finish line. When you are running a race, you don't look backwards. You don't look left or right. You keep your eyes focused on that finish line and getting there as fast as possible, getting there without any kind of interruptions or distractions. Looking back distracts you. Looking back slows you down. Keep your eyes forward. And don't let somebody, if you decide to choose you, it's okay to pick you. You're not giving up on them. You're picking you. Because if you, the longer the relationship goes on, the more and more you've chose them. You've given to them. You've let them run over top of you. You've let them take advantage of you. You let them cheat on you. You let them do all this stuff to you. Gaslight you. Lie to you over and over again. Pick other people ahead of you. You let this happen so much. But now it's time to choose. It's okay to choose you. It's okay to choose you. Pick you. Because you only really on this planet, the only person that can make you truly happy is yourself. You have kids. You have a wife. You have all this other stuff. You have a husband. You have all this other stuff. Money, clothes. The only thing that can make you happy is you, literally. So it's okay to pick you. I think people get so twisted up and so scared and stuff like that and feel made to feel guilty. But I get it. I understand it. But then I'm just like, come on, y'all. Look, time to take your power back and pick you. But like, what if they threaten to unalive themselves? Like, if they threaten to unalive themselves, I'm on a whole different level with that, because I think that's just, if they threaten to unalive themselves, call the hotline or call the police, do a welfare check, and then you keep going. Don't let that, like, the thought of somebody unalive themselves keeps you there for an extra 2-3 years. That's 2-3 years of your time wasted because you already made your mind up. Stop talking to them. Like, if you don't have to contact these people, you need to stop talking to them, because that's how else would you know? The mama reaches out to you or something like that. My baby miss you. He changed. He said he hurt. His feelings hurt and he don't feel good no more. You need to go. Can you talk to him, please? He not picking the phone up. How you know he's not feeling good? Excuse me, narcissist mom. How do you know that they aren't feeling good if you haven't talked to him? If they're not picking the phone up. I can just sense with my baby. Something's going on with my baby. I can sense it and things like that. So that's why I'm telling you to take your power back and like be okay with picking you, because so many times that you've been dealing with these narcissistic people, like you've chosen yourself. I mean, you've chosen them, but you just have. And you constantly pick other people. When you're constantly giving to other people, when you're constantly trying to console other people, who's there to console you? You're giving so much energy up to these people. You taking so much away from yourself and not replenishing it. Sorry, y'all, my mouth is early. You're not trying to replenish that energy or whatever that you've lost. You're going to lose yourself and lose who you've become. You're going to lose everything that you've been working hard for. All right. You're just going to lose you. And that's one of the biggest hurts that people experience when you're dealing with a narcissist is the loss of self. When you lose you, people regret. I used to be so happy and fun and outgoing. I used to hit the gym every day, but now I'm just like, I just don't recognize myself. I've lost every piece of myself. I'm hurt so badly. It hurts me to think about how much I've given up for this person. They haven't given me anything in return. Now, then pick you right now. Starting right now, start picking you. Baby steps. You know, I'm like, would it be cool if you could just do it just all at once? Like, I'm done right now. I'm done. That would be cool. That would be empowering for you to be able to do that. But everybody, it takes time for other people to get to that point. So be cool with taking baby steps. If they ask you to do something, say no. Put a boundary. Put little boundaries into place. Say, oh, look, I'm not going to do that anymore. What? You're not going to do that anymore? How dare you? How selfish are you? You're going to be selfish? I'm not being selfish. I feel like this is something you can do for yourself. Like, I don't do anything for myself. You do everything for yourself. You're so selfish. And that's how it sounds too. Y'all know that's how it sounds. You know exactly how it sounds. Y'all hear my Zoom, my first Zoom meeting is about to start here shortly. I hear Zoom, boop, boop. I hear the Zoom pop up and things like that. But be okay with choosing you. Reframe your words. Instead, like I said, reframe it. Instead of saying that you are walking away from something, say you're walking towards something. Instead of saying you're giving up, say you're just picking you. I'm not giving up. I'm just choosing me. I'm just picking me for once every while. And that's how you're like leaving or staying with a narcissist. You pick you. Baby steps, pick you. Start choosing you. That's how you stay. That's how you find comfort in staying with a narcissist until you can leave. Or if you don't want to leave, start picking you. Baby steps. Start taking your power back. Baby steps. Stay empowered. Stay healed on it. Stay strong with your healing journey, because it's your journey. Nobody else can. No, it's your journey. Live it the way you want to live it. But anyways, y'all, like I said, y'all hear my Zoom meeting pop into her. Thank y'all so much. I really truly appreciate every single one of y'all. If you listen to this on Apple Music, Spotify, hit that 5 stars for me and like and subscribe, y'all. We close to 100K. I'm so thankful, so thankful, y'all. Mental illness is out. Peace.